You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Tom of Degli Tal has a very important issue that he talks. While I'm talking about this, I'll tell you about a common mistake that people make. And what is Be'inyan Limud HaTorah? There is a common mistake that people have concerning learning Torah. And the common understanding is the person who learns and is mechadesh and he is enjoying himself. That's not lishmo. If you enjoy the learning, that's not proper. And compared to somebody who is learning it only lishem shomayim without any enjoyment. So this is a common mistake, says Degli Tal. But somebody who enjoys, he is learning, but he also has enjoyment. Says the Degli Tal, this is a very well-known mistake. Just the opposite. The Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah liot sas v'sameach u'misadibur, to enjoy learning, is part and parcel of the mitzvah. V'az divrei Torah nivloim v'domei. And only then the divrei Torah can be absorbed in the person. U'me'achar shenene midivrei Torah u'nosek divrei Torah. Dafka, through enjoyment, through pleasure, a person can connect to Torah. V'ein pirush Rashi sanherin u'nches v'dovak. Rashi says that one of the issues of Mishkav Zohar is that there's no connection because there is pain, there's no pleasure. Pleasure creates connection. The Zohar says that the way to grow the Yetzer HaTov or the Yetzer Hor is always through enjoyment and pleasure and Simcha. Yetzer HaTov is gathered mitoch Simcha Shel Torah. The Yetzer HaTov grows by Simcha Shel Torah, and the Yetzer Hor just opposite. But if you tell me that the enjoyment and the simcha learning creates a kind of a confused learning, how can the Zohar says that the Yetzer HaTov grows with enjoyment if that's wrong? The fact that the Zohar goes ahead and says that enjoyment makes the Yetzer HaTov grow, must be that this is a mitzvah. I do agree, if a person learns only for the pleasure, not for the mitzvah, that's a problem. In other words, a person does it only for the enjoyment, that is the problem. But a person does l'shem mitzvah, and he enjoys and he has pleasure in his learning, the enjoyment and the pleasure of learning in itself is a mitzvah. So says the Degli Tal, the enjoyment, the pleasure that one derives from learning in itself is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It enhances the mitzvah. And the question is why? Why does the pleasure of the mitzvah enhance the mitzvah? And he just told you that the only way to connect to Torah is through enjoyment and pleasure. So a geschmacky learning, an enjoyable learning, is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And the question is why? And is this unique about Talmud Torah? And we'll see that l'chore it is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredea Simon Kuf Chof Aleph. Im osar sefer archiveroi, osar nesel limud boi. If a person assered a sefer to somebody else, made it into a chertza shel neder, the person who is also cannot learn from the sefer. Says the Taz, Mitam de Ocha Devada Torah Besamach Slav, because when you learn, you enjoy. Torah brings simcha. Shari also Limud B'Me'avlo. The Raya is that you see that you're not allowed to learn. When a person Chas V'Sholem is in mourning, you're not allowed to learn. Why? Because learning brings simcha. Im Ker Lo Dam Yahai Mitzvah L'Shar Mitzvah. So says the Taz, here there is a very clear distinction between Talmud Torah and any other mitzvah. Every of the mitzvah we say, Lav Lehenos Nitnu. All the other mitzvahs we say, the person doesn't derive Hanoah. The mitzvahs are not given to give a person pleasure. So therefore, every other mitzvah you could do with, let's say, a tefillin. Can you wear a tefillin that belongs to somebody who answered his anot to you on a neder? The answer is yes, because mitzvahs love letters, because mitzvahs are not there for the enjoyment. Says the Taz, Talmud Torah is different. The unique idea of Talmud Torah is that Talmud Torah does provide enjoyment, does provide simcha. Ela baze nimshacha no leodom. Ve'ilearech. But this Talmud Torah does bring simcha. Vim ken. So then the question is, why are you allowed to teach Torah? We see before, the same Shulchan Aruch Chiddush Chafala says, you're not allowed to learn from a Sefer if the Sefer is a neder. But you could teach somebody, but you're not allowed to give him a no. Meaning, if you are teaching somebody Torah, the person is getting deriving simcha. If he's deriving simcha, why are you allowed to do that? Now take a look what it says. Yesh loimar, the hosam achiyuv alav lilmoit imo mikoyach mani bechinam. To teach somebody Torah, a person is obligated. A person is mechuyev to teach, and therefore kolich balam hano. So therefore, even though the person who is being taught is getting hano, and you're not allowed to give him hano, since teaching him is an obligation, there is no problem, even though you're giving him hano. But to lend a sefer, you don't have a chiyuv to lend a sefer. So in this question, so therefore, so says the Taz, every mitzvah is love lehenos nitnu. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is lehenos nitnu, was given to give you enjoyment and pleasure. And therefore, a person is not allowed to go ahead and to take a sefer and to learn a sefer if the sefer was also beneder. However, to teach somebody, even though you're not allowed to give him an or giving him an or learning, so Shita Sataz is that since you're obligated to teach anyway, because we know there is a lock up, the Moshe Rabbeinu compared himself to everybody else, mani bechinam, afatem bechinam, so it applies that once you're obligated to teach, even though you're giving an or, that's mutar, that's the Taz. So the Shoiva Nisivis says the following. The Mishuv and Nisivis says this idea. Gamash Kosav Ataz Sham. Well, if he's a loy, Koshe Midi, Miadis, so if I was also limited with Sefer Nessel Love, Elamitam, the Ochavadai Tira, Missim, Atura, with Samechas Leave, shall you also limit with Mevloy? The Tao de Taz says that Torah brings you Simcha, Im Kelo Domi, I mitzvah, Shar mitzvahs. The Taz is trying to say that Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah. Every other mitzvah is say, Love, Lehenos, Nitnu. But there is pleasure that's derived from it. So the question is, how are you allowed to teach? So he quotes a Taz, Ad Kalu Shoinai. V'achri nishikas afris zohov lataz, says the Nisivis, after I kiss the dirt of the Taz, doesn't make sense what he says. The Taz is telling like this. Since you're obligated to teach, even though you're giving hano, there's no problem. So what does that mean? Just because you have to teach him, there's no isur? One second. Why are you allowed to give hano? If somebody made a neder that you won't not give any pleasure, any hano to somebody else, even though you're obligated to teach him, still you're giving him hano. How are you allowed to do this? It's not any worse. A person has his own sefer. If you assert your own sefer, you're not allowed to learn, even though it's yours. But if you can't have hano, you're not allowed to. So teaching somebody else, even though teaching somebody else, you might be obligated. Who cares if you're obligated? Still, you're giving him hano. Gam nire says him, tiloiro azataz divri aran ben didorim. And the Taz is ignoring the ran in the dorim. Shekosa v'Heleshoyne, the Ran in Nedorim says, and we're going to soon see, Umuter lelamdo im medrash. The Ran explains, why are you allowed to teach somebody if you made yourself undead not to give him hano? If he shelav, why? First of all, you're not getting paid for it, so you're not giving him anything that has monetary value. You're giving him hano and pleasure of the learning. Love hanoi. That's not a hano. Why the mitzvahs love lendos nitnu? So the Ran clearly says that even teaching, there is no hano. You're not giving him any hano because mitzvah love lendos nitnu. Also, if I got the chiyuv alami, so you see from the Ran beferush, not like the Taz, that even though you're obligated to teach somebody, the fact that you're giving him hano, you're giving him a pleasure, would not be allowed. The only reason you're allowed to teach somebody because mitzvahs love lehenos nitnu. The mitzvahs are not given for pleasure. So says the Neshuva Nesivas, you see, that's what the Nesiva says. You see, the Talmud Torah is like every other mitzvah. You still, there's no, it's not given to pleasure. Like everything else, the Hano is not considered a Hano. So why, if you're not getting any Hano by learning, so why can't you use a sefer? Even though a sefer is also a behano, learning doesn't bring hano. So says in the Shavuot Nesivos, that's different because people pay for it. To borrow a sefer, you might have to rent. So it has a monetary value. So the monetary value has hano. Therefore, whenever you borrow a sefer, the isur, if somebody made a neder not to give you, not to allow you to have to derive any pleasure from him, why can't you use his sefer? The answer is very simple. Because even though learning in itself, there's no pleasure, a person should not do it for the pleasure, but there's a monetary value because you have to pay to borrow, to rent a sefer. So that's what, this is what the Nesivos says. So here the Nesivos, number one, says the Taz, the Ran argues, and the Ran holds that mitzvah Talmud Torah falls within the same category of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. That's number one. Number two, so therefore, the reason why you're allowed to teach somebody Torah because not giving him any ano. Why can't you use the sefer? Because there's a monetary value. And he argues with the Taz. The Taz is telling you mitzvah Talmud Torah is different because mitzvah Talmud Torah, hano, is like the Eglei Tal says, is part and parcel of it. Why are you allowed to teach somebody Torah if you can't give him hano? So he says, because here, you by the teaching, you're obligated anyway, so therefore it's okay. So the Rishuva Nesivos asks a question, which is very simple. Who cares if you're obligated? If you're not allowed to give hano, how can you teach somebody? So that's the question that the Rishuva Nesivos has on the Taz. To answer this, I'll bring to you, first of all, let's see the Ran. The Ran clearly says, like the Nesivos, says the Ran, the Mishnah describes what are you allowed to do if you prohibited yourself from giving hano to somebody, what can you do? So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to teach Chumash. You're allowed to teach him, right? It's the choice, yes, I'm sorry, for sure. The Mishnah is the choice answering the Sivas. It's a good point. So says the Vajako, says the Ran, the mitzvahs love lehenos nitnu, because there is no hano. So that's the Ran. So the Ran says beferush not like the Taz, and that's what we should have with the Ksois brought. Okay. Now, how do we answer it? But let's take a look first. Shita Sarani's mitzvahs love lehenos nitnu Torah. There is a famous Rabbi of Rom in Nahar. Look at the Rabbi of Rom in Nahar. And Rabbi of Rom in Nahar is in the Dorim in the Mimches. He has the same kash of the Taz. Why, if somebody made a neder on a sefer, why are you allowed to use the sefer? You're not having any hano, right? Any hano, the same way you could borrow a tefillin, even though somebody offered you the tefillin because you're not having hano. why the learning is different. The only time we say mitzvah lev lernos dinu is a mitzvah which is b'mayse. Because if you're doing the mitzvah, you're not trying to get any benefit or to derive any hano. Because you're not trying to get a benefit or to get a pleasure, you're just going ahead and doing the mitzvah. Even though you might have a pleasure that comes along with it, that's a pleasure that comes with Kiyum HaMitzvah, that according to many people, that's okay. Aval mitzvos limud she enziro levi diasem, says the Rav Minhar, but limud haTorah, which is the idea of imagining, understanding, the Ikara mitzvah is the Hano. The Ikara mitzvah, Ikara tzivui, ukede letzayer ha'emes. The Ikara tzivui is to go ahead and to get to the truth. Ule sanege to have pleasure. Velehenos b'mad le'samech levov v'sichlo. The Ikara mitzvah is to really have an understanding, and understanding it's dependent and is related to the concept of pleasure. The same thing with the Taz says, Ovel also likros batoira medivuksuim, but Ovel is not allowed to return uksuim. Neshem is samchim libal korcha, because by nature, learning means pleasure. Yirkach lo shema mitzvah slamotoira do litnunganus. Therefore, you can't say mitzvah slav lehenus nitnu by learning. Sheikar mitzvah soy, look at the Ravina Menahar. The ikar of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, yano v'tainug, is the pleasure, okay, and the enjoyment, b'mashe masik u'mevim b'limudai. The pleasure that's derived from the learning, that's the ikar ha-mitzvah. Yirka keshe diru zeh odir zeh also likud b'sefer oisa. Therefore, if you prohibit yourself from giving, if somebody goes and says, you know something, I cannot have Hano from this guy. If you use his sefer, by nature you're having Hano. Shari al korcho magas al lo Hano moinu, because the korcho is getting Hano. So here you have a very great machloikis between the Rishonim, between Rabbi Avraham Menahar and the Ran. The Ran holds the mitzvah of Talmud Torah falls within the category of all the mitzvahs. It's not made for pleasure. You're doing the mitzvah to fulfill an obligation. So it's not deriving pleasure. It's not deriving a benefit. The Rabbi Avraham Menahar says like the Taz, the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the pleasure and the enjoyment that's derived from understanding. That's the Ikar HaMitzvah. Exactly what the Egel Tal says in the Taz. And therefore, if a person asks himself from having Hano from somebody else, you cannot use his sefer because you're deriving Hano. Now the question comes back, if that is the case, why are you allowed to teach somebody if you made yourself a neder that you won't give that person pleasure? By teaching somebody something, you're giving that person pleasure. Why are you allowed to? So the Taz explains, because you're obligated to teach. So therefore, it's okay. Asks the Taz, doesn't make sense. Why is it okay? So, to answer this, I'll tell you there are two ways of looking at it, okay? By the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shloime, quotes the same thing, quotes the Taz, and he quotes the Ktzois and the Mishavas Nesivas on the Teru Shel HaTaz. And he says, Beferush here, if you look at the thing, Omar HaMechaber, Ula Beferush HaBein Avraham Menahar, he quotes HaBein Avraham Menahar, Kosa Beferush Kedivir HaTaz, the Taz, which means that there is no, that Talmud Torah is related and is dependent, is contingent on pleasure, is a Taz, is the Avraham Menahar. V'nimsa, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, shenechlu kora b'avraham Menahar v'aran, so this is a machlokes harishonim, im mitzvah Talmud Torah, amrina mitzvah lev lernos nitnu. Ayir Magen Avraham, k'ni asforim chadosh ha-shechionu, v'shuv lev lernos nitnu. The Magen Avraham says that if you buy a sefer Torah, you don't make a shechionu, because there's the mitzvah lev lernos nitnu. And l'choira, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that is like the Ran. The question is that true? I want you to keep it open. If you, is this machloikis between Rabbeinu Avraham Menahar and the Ran Does that make a difference also legabi shechion for a sefer Torah? If you buy a sefer Torah, do you make shechion or not? So Shlom Zalman says, it's a machloikes. According to the Ran, there is no hanoah in Talmud Torah, therefore you don't make a shechion. According to Rabbi Avraham Nahar, Talmud Torah is contingent on understanding. Perhaps you do make. Let's keep aside if that is true. But the question that comes back again is the same question. Why, if so, are you allowed to teach? So the Birchas Tzvi says a teretz. V'rir kavanos. So that's how he wants to explain the teretz of the Taz. Kmo shekosav aram bepirush haMishnayos b'Dorim. There's a Rambam in Pirush haMishnayos b'Dorim that says, "Mudar ano meishiva v'idosoi." Let's say if a person goes ahead and makes himself a neder that he won't give hano to somebody, he won't give any pleasure, can he return a lost item? So the Rambam says yes, and explains the Rambam, why are you allowed to return? He says, because you're the same idea. Since you're obligated to return an object, it's okay, even though you're giving the person a pleasure or some kind of a benefit. He says a very geshmaki bir. Because here, the pshat is that you're not doing for somebody. You are doing it, you are teaching, you are returning the object because you are obligated. There, even though you are giving a benefit, it's a derivative. The main idea is that you're doing it for yourself. If you're obligated to do something, you're not giving anything. It's not that you're doing something for somebody. A person is getting a hano, but the hano is what's called a derivative. So says, explains it, let me explain to you the idea. The idea is the following, that ena chinami, learning, it's contingent, dependent on pleasure. Because pleasure and benefit, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Avraham Nahar, that's the ikar ha-mitzvah. And that's what the Eglital says also. So why are you allowed to teach somebody Torah? He says, because teaching you're obligated, which means that the teacher is not giving a hano, he is fulfilling his obligation. A derivative of this is that the person is getting a hano. Shita Saramba means that's only also if you made a neder, the idea is that you're not allowed to give hano. But if the hano comes mimela, that's okay. So that is Shita's, that's how he explains the Taz. So he explains the Taz in this following way, that the reason you're allowed to teach, even though you're giving hano, is because you're not giving anything. Because the main idea is if you teach, you're fulfilling your obligation, you're doing it for yourself. The hano that comes from your friend, the hano that comes is a derivative. Derivative hanos are mutar by the dorim. That is what the Birchas Tzvi says. I wanted to say a little different. If you pay attention clearly on the if we paid attention clearly and what Rabbi Avraham Nahar says, what is the pleasure? The pleasure comes from the understanding. If you understand something, you get pleasure. So pleasure of learning is not something that you can give. You give somebody the tools. The pleasure is his understanding, his thinking, his absorption. That is what the hano is. In other words, it's impossible to give a hano of learning. Look at the lotion of Rabbi Avraham Nahar. Rabbi Avraham Nahar says something which requires understanding, but he says, "Aval mitzvah limud, shu inyan siura levi." What's learning? Learning is understanding, is imagining, knowing. Ikara tzivuk ki delitzayir hem lisanek. The ultimate mitzvah is to have the hano of understanding. The hano, the pleasure, the benefit of understanding, that's the ikar mitzvah. So the ikar mitzvah of the pleasure is the pleasure of grasping, of understanding. That pleasure, you are helping somebody to understand, but the person understands himself. So perhaps that's a shot for a person to go ahead. So learning is pleasure, according to Rabbein Avraham Minahar. And that's why it's also to learn when a person has a shalom is in mourning or Tisha B'Av. But the learning, the pleasure, is a function of the understanding, of grasping. That is the pleasure that is Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Therefore, to teach somebody, you're not giving him the pleasure. You're giving him the tools or the ingredients for him to obtain pleasure. But the understanding, it's his own. So therefore, in Yilchos Nedarim, to teach somebody, even though you're not allowed to give him hano, that's okay. But if a person who cannot have hano, for him to go and learn from a sefer that he can have hano on that, it's also. So perhaps the hano of learning is self-generated. You can't give that hano. So therefore, there is a difference in the Shulchan Aruch, that to teach somebody, even though you also have hano, that's okay. But for somebody to learn from something that's also behano, that's wrong. So lechora, there are two ways of looking at it. Either the way of the Taz, so by learning. The Ran holds Talmud Torah fits within the category of all the mitzvahs, which it's not made for benefit or anything or pleasure. Rabbein Avraham Minahar, which is the Shlita Zaglital, says Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is unique. Because Talmud Torah, the pleasure, the hano, the oineg, is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And says Rabbein Avraham Minahar, because what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the understanding. Understanding means having the pleasure of the understanding. And therefore, understanding and pleasure are two sides of the same coin. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the ikar hamitzvah is the pleasure. That's why, says in the Zohar, you have a bigger malach if you do that. And that's the ikar hamitzvah, is the pleasure of understanding. So then, Talmud Torah is different. So then the question is, why are you not allowed to learn a sefer that you have also b'hano? Makes sense. You can't derive hano. Why can you teach somebody? So there are two ways of looking at it. Either the Taz says, since I'm obligated to teach, I'm not giving you anything. I'm fulfilling my obligation. The pleasure is a derivative, and that's okay. Or perhaps I'm saying that the pleasure of learning, it's impossible to give. It has to be self-generated. I can give you the tools. I can give you the ingredients. But the pleasure are not the ingredients. The pleasure is the understanding, which is self-generated. But clearly here, there is one halacha. The halacha is that according to those shitas, learning and understanding of Torah is contingent and is bound with pleasure. And the question is why? Why learning and understanding has to be bound with pleasure? Why dry learning, it's not a mitzvah? Why not? Why can't you understand without having pleasure? Why? Now, so clearly, my word is not answering the Taz. I'm telling you a different word. The Taz is saying the word with the Birchat Tzvi is saying, since you're obligated to teach, you're not giving anything. You are basically doing it yourself, and the pleasure is what's called, and the giving is a derivative, and that's okay. So that's not, I'm only trying to say, according to Rabbi Avraham Minahar, the way how Rabbi Avraham Minahar is learning, you don't have to come out to the Taz. You could say something which is very simple. The pleasure is the pleasure of understanding. Pleasure of understanding, you can't give. You can't, in other words, you can't go and make it. You could get Muhammad close, you could get the animal close to the water, but you can't make it drink. You can give all the ingredients for him to understand, but the understanding is self-generated. So therefore, the hano of Talmud Torah is always self-generated. So you don't have to come out of the Taz. Okay. And the question is, why is the learning and understanding of Torah dependent upon and contingent upon the concept of pleasure? But now I want to show you a Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says the following idea.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shulchan Aruch Harav in his Ilchus Talmud Torah. So the Baal HaTanya says in Ilchus Talmud Torah the following: Moitzi Misfanda Pabishenu Mevin. If a person learns, repeats it, says it over, but he doesn't understand a filu piru shamilu bishamaretz. Somebody repeats things without knowing what he's saying. Harizim Mekayim Mitzvos L'madatem. You Mekayim Mitzvos Talmud Torah. Ulefiyah Kolam Maret Mevorim Bikas HaTorah. Therefore, I'm all it's good make Bikas HaTorah. Even though he doesn't understand Bikas Kohanim, it's fine. Lifnei apsuki v'chen keshur l'sefer Torah. That's where he gets an aliyah, goes to sefer Torah. You could make bechas Torah even though you don't understand anything. Says the Baal HaTanya, bo medvar mamurim b'Torah shebichsav. That's only Torah shebichsav. Aval Torah shebal peh im eino mevin apirush eino nechshav limud klal. Torah shebal peh is different. Torah shebal peh, you have to understand. If there is no understanding, that's not limud klal. So there is a distinction between Talmud Torah of Torah Shebichsav and Talmud Torah of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, Talmud Torah, it could be a mechanical, technical thing that you're just repeating words without understanding. Torah Shebal Peh means understanding, and if that's the understanding, if you don't understand what you're saying, in other words, to repeat Mishnayos just as Asher Shevisecha doesn't help. For a person to read Tehillim, to say Psukim, that's okay. That is Shitas Abalatan in Ilchus Talmud Torah. And here the Rebbe says the Makor is Magen Avrom, and the Tanya, Likutei Torah, Likutei Sichas. And there is, question is, perhaps the Zohar also is included within Torah Shebichsav. Siach HaSode, that also you don't have to understand. And the question is why? Why is there such a distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebichsav, you don't need to understand. Torah Shebal Peh, you need to understand. Why is there such a clear-cut distinction? By the way, if that is the case, now we could say something else. When the Shlomo Zalman quoted that the Machloek is the Ran and the Avrom in Ahar, if you have Hano by Talmud Torah, who make an Afkimina legabi Shechionu on a Sefer Torah, Lechoyra, that's not totally. Lechoyra, the Machloek is the Avrom in Ahar and the Ran only relates to Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh depends on understanding, and understanding is contingent on pleasure. However, Torah Shebichsav, which is just technical, mechanical repetitions, has nothing to do with that. So therefore, the din of the Magen Avrom, that you don't make a Shechionu on a Sefer Torah, that could be even a Kol Torah B'Avrom in Ahar. Because perhaps the Avrom in Ahar is only talking about Talmud Torah. That's why the aloha is that you're teaching Chumash to a child is only also is only mutar. The Gemara says because it's only also because you're getting paid and you're not getting if you forgo the payment, that's also because it's schar shimur or it's schar pisuk teomim. There is some kind of a schar that you are foregoing, but for the teaching alone is nothing. So the aloha comes out that the aloha lichoir of Rabbein Avrom in Ahar is only by Torah Shebal Peh. And the question is why. So now we have three questions. Number one, why is Talmud Torah's understanding contingent on pleasure? The Ikar Torah, if you understand but doesn't give you pleasure, it's not Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Question is why not? Why does understanding have to be tied and bound with pleasure? Number one, why the understanding is only a function of Torah Shebal Peh and not of Torah Shebichsav? Comes out that there is no such a thing. There is like this quote-unquote distinction. And comes out that Torah Shebichsav, according to that, there's no pleasure. Mises love lehenos nitnu lichoyer would apply to Torah Shebal Bichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, you have all this idea lehenos nitnu and etc. Which comes out lichoyer achidush. Can you learn from a sefer which they asked you behano? When we are saying that the only reason I'm allowed to learn because you derive Hano, perhaps that's only also if it's Torah Shebichsav, which means that on Tisha B'Av, it's also to learn Psukim because by nature we have Droshas and Torah Shebal Peh, but just to purely learn should be okay. And that's what we do. We do have Kriyas HaTorah, we do have Kriyas HaParsha, and many Poskim say that's why you're allowed to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. Because saying Tehillim is Torah Shebichsav, just mechanical, on that there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but there is no Hano. And the question is why Torah Shebichsav works in such a way and comes out that you don't need Hano by Torah Shebichsav. To understand all of this, we are going to learn now what the Gross says in Adherence to Lyon. So the Gross says the following. Let me just make sure that that's, yes, Adherence to Lyon. So the Gross in Adherence to Lyon talks, again, as I told you, there's no Adherence to Lyon in our Parsha, but it relates to our Parsha. And that's the Brocha of Yisachar. Says the Gross in two places, the Adherence to Lyon in Bamidbar and the Adherence to Lyon in Dvorim. Says in Bamidbar, Zosoid Vayar Menucha Ketoiv. It says on the pasuk by Yisachar, Vayar Menucha, he saw Menucha Ketoiv. He saw the good of resting of Menucha, Vetaret Kineima, and he saw the pleasure, the pleasantness of the land. So he says, Menucha Ketoiv. What is this duality? That he saw Menucha Ketoiv and he saw Aaretz Kinaima. Menucha Ketoiv, says the Gro Istura Shebichsav. With the Aaretz Kinaima and the pleasure and the pleasantness of the land is Torah Shebalpeh. So here Beferush, you see, right? The Torah Shebichsav is called Toiv. Torah Shebalpeh is called Naima, it's called pleasure. Is pleasant. So pleasure, again, according to the Gro, from the pasuk in itself is Dafka Torah Shebal Peh is Noema. The pleasure is related to Torah Shebal Peh, not to Torah Shebichsav, which fits to what we say, but the question is why. So says Rebitzko Kaizichov in the Beritzko, if you Torah Shebichsav, Urayan Tliso, we know the Torah Shebichsav is a triple Torah. Tanakh, Torah Devim Ksuvim, is keneged Hashem, the three first letters of Shem Shamayim, Yud, Hey, and Vav, Keyadua, Veshem Shnei Shemois, the Chochma Ubina. That's Chochma Ubina. It's Ki Toiv. Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv. Ki Toiv is Begimatria Havaye Eke. It's Havaye and Eke. And Chochmah is Eke, it's to be there, is the potential. And Bina is the understanding, is Havaya. We know the Eke and Havaya are those two, right? Eke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about himself, I will be. And like the famous Ibn Ezra says, Havaya is being. One is planning to be, the other is being. That's called Chochmah and Bina. And it says, Vayar wa das, and Vayar, the ability to be to see, the clarity is das, Avira kitoif. And then it says, Avira de itpas, this is the Avir. And I won't go into it, but that's das, which is called the Avir, the chibur between Chochmah and Bina. And kitoif hua oer. And the Torah Shebichsav is toif, because that's the light. And that oil is the air which is not possible to hold. The reason why it's toif is because that relates to something which is good in essence, but that you can't grasp. Avira doloitpas. That is Torah Shebichsav. Veta aretz, what's aretz? Huanuk v'aretz is the mekablim, which is the humans. And that's kinaema. Kinaema means hen am. This hen, we know that hen in Greek means one, something hen. And the Maral always says, because the letter he is the middle of the aleph base, because the aleph and the tet, the base and the ches, the zayin and the gimel, the vov and the ches, and then the heis in between is unique. Hen am. What makes us unique is Torah Shebal Peh v'sa'aretz ki na'ima. Okay? What does that mean? And continues, Rabbi Yitzchok Isaacson, and he says, ki hu lamed shelevadat shu shlemus alef dalet. You see the word ki is the three. Okay, key is Begimatria 30, which is the Lamed of Levadat Ishkoin. Those are the three Shemes Havai, at Adnus. There are three names of Adnus which relate to Torah Shebal Peh. What does that mean? And why Hen Am, the uniqueness is Torah Shebal Peh, and Davka Torah Shebal Peh is pleasant? Why? So the Gro doesn't explain here, but the Gro develops this idea in Zoyza Brocha. ופירוש מנוחה כתויף זו תורה שבכסב, וצארץ כנעימה זו תורה שבעל פה. Why ארץ כנעימה? כי מסורה לבני אדם. Right, ארץ meaning it's humans. תורה שבעל פה is giving to humans, and therefore it is pleasant. Now you could always say that since the Torah Shebaal Peh depends on humans, you had to make it attractive to humans. Making it attractive is making it pleasurable. That's the posh pshat. Ve'alei kmo she'noemar v'chai ye'olam nota besocheinu. This is the life which is implanted in us. Ve'aleim ne'emar matoif u'manoim. That's why the pasuk says, see how good and how pleasurable it is. God is Torah Shebichsav, pleasurable is Torah Shebaal Peh. ולכן נעימה היא לושן נקבה. That's why נעימה, pleasure, is in the feminine. Because the giver, which is Torah שבכסב, that was given by God, is in the masculine, and it's good. כי טויב, not טויבה. ואת הארץ, but the humans, the מקבלים, is the feminine. That's כנעימה, and that's pleasurable. והם בשלושה שמון שלו, and how is נעימה? Says the girl, we're going to soon see, those are the three Shem Adnos, which we're going to see what it means. Ki toiv b'chochmo bina. And then the pasuk continues, so that's why he told by Yisachar. Yisachar chomor garem means vayar menucha ki toiv, yiso menucha ki toiv. That's the Torah Shebichsav. V'ta'aretz, and the Torah, which relates to humans, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, ki na'ima, that's pleasurable. And therefore he decided to take his back and to carry it. What does it mean? Because those are the midrashim. That's the ability to derive Torah Shebaal Peh from Torah Shebichsav. The ability to connect the two. To take Torah Shebichsav, which is Kitoif, and Kinoima, are the midrashim. And that's very, very difficult. And that's what he says, ve'aleim ne'mar gam yochad. That's why he says, gam yochad. That's bringing it together. Ve'om ha'shich mo lisbo, shu koshim mo'id, k'mo sh'om bu yod v'ikes ori, shalom et sifro, de meirah, ve'omru, the Gemara says, ve'yored v'ikes ari, the Gemara dashes the posuk, that sifro v'sifri is like fighting with a lion. Ve'omru, Bein etzel etzel arba mizgamli, that it's a very difficult idea how to derive Torah Shebaal Peh from Torah Shebichsav. We're going to stop here for a second and look at the Yitzchok Kadzik Hover explains. Opinj menucha ki toif, so menucha Torah Shebichsav, et aretz ki nemet Torah Shebaal Peh. Ki yadua, shem zohar v'nekev, you should know that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh are the male and female of Revelation. Shamayim v'aretz. One belongs to heaven, to the giver, which is Torah Shebichsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. We can't add anything. And Torah Shebaal Peh is the female. Us, as the Mekablim, that is our portion. Shamayim Varetz. One is Mina Shamayim. Torah Shebichsav comes from the Shamayim. We can't add anything to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh, Afuch, is Loi B'Shamayim, is only in the Oretz. Menucha, who called Torah Shebichsav. Look at the word Menucha. Menucha is a representation of Torah Shebichsav. Mem Ches Parshas, that 48 Parshas, we know that the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gilui of 48, the 48 Nevim. Those are the famous 48 Peth, Shatorah, the Mem Ches Rochem Shatorah Diknez Bahem, right? The beginning of the sixth Perek of Ovis. The Hei Parshas Roshei Asforim, the Hei relates to the five Parshas, which are the beginning of the Sforim. That Nun Gimel, we know that Gan Parshas, according to Chazal, the 53 Parshas. 48 are the regular Parshas, and five are the beginning of the Sforim. That's Menucha, Mem, Ches, and Hei. Shem Sot Pnei Moshe Ki Pnei Chama. That's the giver. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is Ki Pnei Chama. Chama is Mem Hei, Mem Ches and Hei. The 48 Parshas and the five which are the beginning of the Sefer. Vehem Mem Tet Shari Bina. And this together, the five first Sforim as one unit, the Hei. And the Mem Ches together, it's 49, which these are the 49 Shari Bina. Venun Ushara Hamishim. And the 50th gate is the Shara Hamishim, which puts it all together. Those are you, the Dibris. Those are the 10 Dibris, which unify as an experience the entire Torah. So the word Menucha Kitoif represents Torah Shebichsav. Those are the 50 gates of Torah Shebichsav. Memches are the 48 parshas, which are 48 stories. Then there are five initial beginnings, which are the five Sforim. They represent one unit. And then one unit is a Aseres HaDibros that brings it all together. And that's Toif. Now, Menucha is Ketoif. Aretz, Torah Shebal Peh, is Kinoima. And the Gros says, Ishloisha Shmo Handilah. It's connected the three names. Retzon Oloimar Shem Shloisha Shemus Adnos. The Torah Shebal Peh relates, and I want you to remember, to the three Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Gematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you know, it's Begimatria Samechei, right? 65. Altogether is 195. 195 is Kotzer. That is the Kotzer to get to the end. And Gematria Ki Naima. Ki Naima, the pleasure, is the Gematria Kuf Tzadik Hei, which is Keneged three Shemis Adnus. Hello? What does that mean? So look at this, right? The pleasure of Torah, Ki Naima, is the Gematria Kuf Tzadik Hei, 195, which is the Gematria Kotze, Mina Kotze Ela Kotze, which is Keneged three times Shem Adnus. And the briach learning, understanding, is the briach hatichon that takes you from one extremity from here all the way there. Mina kotze la katzes. Vem shloisha shemus adush bimisoi didok veshekosav arizal. That's what there is a right. That's the foundation of Torah Shebal Peh. Vikotze dida. Veshem sam soid. Torah Shebal Peh. This is Torah Shebal Peh. Peh delemata. This is the understanding at the mouth of here. So I want you to understand, Ki Noima, the pleasure of Torah, is three times Shem Adnus, 65 times three, which is 195. Mavriach mina kotze la kotze, because you take from one kotze to the other kotze. What is that? What does that mean? Okay. So I'm going to skip a little bit. V'zeh she'nemar ki na'ima v'chol noyem u'misikus ha'toira. Na'ima, pleasure, is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is noyem, is pleasurable. Aval Torah Shebichsav ignuza ustuma. Torah Shebichsav is not enjoyable. If you just learn Chumash without any Torah Shebal Peh, that's not supposed to be pleasurable. It's supposed to be good. And he says, "Ubesoy toiv the tuve gonis beguvei," because the toiv of Torah Shebichsav is good, but you can't grasp it. You can't have the enjoyment. So, which means, so you see in a second, that the toiv of Torah Shebichsav is keneged. Where does it say? And Tzodek will explain. Where does it say the first time toiv is in the oyer, in the light, which was or hagonus. Right, Vayar, the first time he says Toiv is Vayar Ki Toiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light. That light became hidden. That light is the light of Torah Shebichsav, that today it's hidden within Torah. It's Gonus LaTzadikim. So therefore, the light is Toiv, but it's not something that you can grasp. The only thing that you can grasp and get pleasure is Dafka Torah Shebal Peh, and that's Ki Noima. And that represents Shloisha Shemus Adnus. There are three Shemus Adnus, which is Begimatria Mina Kotze La Kotze. We have to understand what it means. And the girl continues and say, look at what he says. And Shemus Achim Gam Yachad Uchibura Dilhoina De Yesoit Shua Medra Shal Torah. And then you bring it together with Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, to be able to connect the Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebichsav, those are the Midrashim. And those are the hardest things to do. Sifro, Sifrei Shebe, Mischaber, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Beyachad, Gam, Yachad, if you look at the word Gam, Yachad, Gimel and Yud, is Gimatra, Yud, Gimel, Usoida, Echad, which are the Yud, Gimel, Midrash, HaTorah, Nidreshes, Bohem, to create a unity with them, Shomechaber, Shneim, Koshikosa, Rabbeinu, Pirshat, Kunim. And the question is, what does that mean? What does this mean? Okay. To explain a little bit what the Gro is saying, I just want to share with you what Reb Tzodek explains, and I think it's so important. And I think that this will explain why Torah Shebaal Peh is pleasure, why understanding is kosher to pleasure, why this idea of Noema, Ki Noema, is Begimatria 195, which is three Shemus Adnos, and why Torah Shebichsav is Toiv, but is not Noema. Why is that? To explain all of this, I want to share with you what Reb Tzodek says. So says Reb Tzodek, first in the Pritzadik, Kedushas HaShabbos, Ki ken yosod Hashem Yisborach bebri aliyos bereisha chashuicha vehadar noira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world that in the beginning in darkness and light follows darkness. Vitoren haor yasigu min hachoichashach. You can only get light if it's followed, if it follows the darkness. Ubeluchas Rishoyin shel HaTzadik yimur lanem lam toif. Luchas HaRishoyin doesn't say toif. You realize that the word toiv only appears in Luchos Hashniyos. The Gemara will become Daf Nun Hei says that. Kmo she'omru in Nun Hei. U kmo she'omru dergoshas atov she'betorah she'asog etorah she'bal peh. Because for a person to appreciate the good of Torah, it's only on the Torah she'bal peh. Torah she'michsav alone, there is toiv, but the toiv is hidden. The toiv is toiv in essence, but you can't appreciate. The only way to be able to appreciate the toiv of Torah Shebichsav is specifically Torah Shebaal Peh. The argosha sa toiv shebeor Torah was soged Torah Shebaal Peh. Only Torah Shebaal Peh can allow you to see the goodness of Torah. Al idei chidushim the rights of toiv minoyim amesikus ve'erev shebedivrei Torah kishigal le'masog zeh lo mezeh mikodem. Because the fact that you don't know and you get to know, that pleasure is only Torah Shebaal Peh, which means that Torah Shebichsav alone, there's no pleasure. You know that it's good because the good is hidden inside, like the oragonos. That's why by Luchos HaRishonos it doesn't say kitoif. It only says kitoif by Luchos HaShniyos, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. V'ikar gosha saneimus says Reb Tzodek something givaldic. Pleasure he can only get from something which is not obvious. Ubeas sogas hanelam. Pleasure is something which is not obvious. Torah Shebichsav, because the pshat is obvious, any child can learn, is actually very boring. Because pleasure only comes from darkness, only comes from something which is hidden. The revelation of the hidden, the touching of the beyond, that is the real pleasure. In other words, light can only be appreciated within darkness. In other words, you can't appreciate the terrors unless you have a good kasha. If you have no good kasha, you don't appreciate the terrors. You only appreciate the terrors because you are so pleasure, says Reb Tzodek, is always reaching out to something which was hidden away from you. We'll soon see why is that the case. And he proves Luchos HaRishonos are Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is Luchos HaRishonos. And Torah says Beferush in the Gemara Nerachim lo ikri toiv. It's not toiv. And Torah says, Torah is toiv. There are so many psukim that says that Torah is toiv. Ki lekach toiv notati lachem. So says Torah, ki lekach toiv. You could take the good out, you don't extract the good out. But from the obvious part of Torah Shebichsav, there's no good. You know the Torah is good, but to appreciate the good is the pleasure of reaching out to something which is non-obvious. Okay? So, Meforshim, clearly, Meforshim on Torah Shebichsav, it's also Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? All the Meforshim is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is Torah Shebichsav on its own, on its own. What's called in good English, face value. And I encourage everybody to read Reb Tzodek because Reb Tzodek goes into some more. But I want to continue with you a little bit more. Says Likutei Amorim, V'lachem itza Shabbos oinek. Shabbos is also oinek. Pleasure is also Shabbos. V'nemar tisanek al Hashem. Now look at something. The word pleasure is not tisanag ba Hashem. You don't have pleasure in Hashem, you have pleasure on Hashem, Al Hashem, above. Pirush lemaile mishem havaya. Pleasure is connecting to something which is experiential. What Reb Tzadok says, you know why there's no pleasure in something obvious? Because something obvious uses the senses which are very superficial. You could see, you could hear, you could touch. Pleasure is connecting to something beyond, which is much more real. It's much more experiential. Rabbi Isai, in Hebrew, the word pleasure is getting into the zone. Anybody who understands in English the concept of getting into the zone, that when you are into something, you transcend into something beyond, you float beyond, you go into the zone, that is pleasure. Pleasure is going beyond. And says the Groy is three times Shem Adnus. You know, Adnus is the only name which you say this is my God. Right? Havaya is God on its own. When you say that this is mine in the possessive, is Adnus. There are three forms of cognitive we're going to soon see, which is the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Once you bring it all together and you make a God part of you, which is experiential, and you go minakotze elakotze, from one extremity to the zone, to beyond your extremity, Al Hashem, that is Tainug. We're going to see that Oineg is with the Chibur between the Eden, Nahar, and Gan. Taking the Gan, connecting it to the Eden, to the source which is beyond. In Chazal, this is the idea. There is Chochmah and Bina, which is the cognitive process of Adam, and there is the source of Chochmah and Bina, which is called the crown, the Keser. It's called the Atika Kadisha. Atika Kadisha is something which is beyond. That's what's called the zone. And the reaching out to there is with pleasure, which means that learning is not cognitive, learning is experiential. That's why the Achroinim, the Rishonim say the understanding of Torah has to be built on pleasure. Because if it's not pleasure, it's something rational. Pleasure means that it is something beyond rational. It's something experiential. You reach something much higher. You reach the Keser. And that's the Bina, the understanding of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Tikun Chet Etzadas. And therefore it says, Lemaila Mishem Havaya, Kmo Shekosev Sefer Tzira, Ain't B'toiva Lemaila Mionig. The high toiv is good, but to reach out is reaching out something higher, Lemaila Mionig. Kish B'toiv Mishal Adam Shekol. There are many good things in life. But Shoresh Shekol Oineg. You know what the source is? If you want to go Minakotze Lakotze, to turn experiential when you have pleasure. Rabboisai, you can only experience somebody who plays piano well. The reason I'm saying is, Lehavdil Elef Alf Dollars. And I hate to say this, Disney came out with a new movie called Soul. And Soul is this idea. I don't know where they got it from. Right? You could play piano great, but unless you transcend and you go beyond to the zone, you ain't there. To go minakotze lakotze, which is three times Shem Adnus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes part of your existence in its entirety, and you go to the point, to the kotze, minakotze lakotze, ki noema, is three times Shem Adnus. Then you got it. Says Rabbi Avraham Ben Ahar, that is Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Torah Shebichsav, you can't get it. That's why you don't have to understand. But Torah Shebal Peh, which is the mitzvah, is to understand and to grasp. Grasp can only be if you reach pleasure. If you don't reach pleasure, it's a very superficial understanding. And that understanding is nothing. Not nothing, Chas V'Shalom, but that's not it. And therefore, you can't give that ano. I can't give you Anor. Anor is self-generated. That's what the Halacha is very geschmack. To teach somebody, there's no Easter by Mudar Anor. For you to learn, there's a Easter by Mudar Anor. That's why to learn from a Sefer, which is also by Anor, is also. To teach somebody that you can't give him Anor, it's okay. Continues. Sheyesh because zeu shoresh lemaila minakol, and that is a shoresh which is above everything. That's pleasure. Kashesh loidek. When you have pleasure, you realize that you are going beyond. Shem Havaye, who am I have a call? Shem Havaye is the reality, is here. That's why Havaye is connected to Rishim Chsav. Havaye is 26, 24 is for him, plus Anoichi Velo Yelecha. That's what the Gross says always. All the toives come from Havaye. But the oineg is the source. Zeu be'atika talia. This is reaching the atika. Atika is the shoresh, which is doesn't is not part of chokhmah. It's part of rotzin. Desire creates the desire. That desire is that pleasure. It's the zone. Lemala beis pashtus, and that reaching to somewhere beyond. And I just encourage you to look at the Resisa Laila. Resisa Laila goes the same way. But let me just show you something amazing. Igra de Kala, right? Igra de Kala, the Nes Oscar. Mikne soy da malchus. Mikne, acquisition, is malchus. Here in the world, we are here to acquire knowledge. Mikne Avrom. Bigimatria shloisha peom madus. I told you, mikne is kuf tzadikei. To acquire something is three times adnus. That's what's a kotze. To acquire somebody is to reach its full extent. V'ine yadua, that's number one. Says the Begala Mukes. That's why they're shloisha seu the Shabbos, because ain lemaila mionik. You can never reach out higher, something more experiential than pleasure. And what is oineg? Oineg is three letters. This is the famous Bigala Mukes, is Eden, Nohar, and Gan. If you realize there was the Gan that you live here, that's the theater of operation. Through the river, you reach higher. You reach the Kotze, to the real source of things. That's Eden, that's Oineg. And Seif, Sofei Teves, Eden, Nohar, and Eden, you have Nun, is the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Shusoid Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Eden is the Neshama, Nohar is the Ruach, Gan is the Nefesh. To connect yourself, you need Shlosh. You need to make Shem Adnus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of yourself. Not only in the Nefesh, which is the physical part, not only the Ruach, which is the emotion, and not only with the cognitive, which is the Neshama, which is the intellect, but to integrate it and to go beyond. To go beyond to Atika, that's the Oinik. And Rabbi said, this is what the Mesillas Yeshorim says. Mashurun Chachamin Zichron Boch Shulon Nivra, what were you created to? Elalis Aneg Al Hashem. To get this idea of the experiential connection to beyond everything, to the source of all, which is desire. The source of the world is desire, is that experience of connection with everything that you feel is getting something beyond. That is the Kavona Sabriya. Velen Zishkinosa Jeo Tainuk Hamiti Vaido Nagod. Real time is Lehen is Mizivshkinosa for a person to appreciate, to grasp the Zivashkina. Vaido Bishoyim Limotze. And then this is what Oilam Haba is all about. To reach that zone is the Oilam Haba. Kua Nivra Bechona Mitztarech Ladavarze. Because that's the real Achona. Rabboisa comes out the following. Torah shebichsav is toiv. It's toiv, why? Because the light is within. But it's not toiv unless you break it out. The toiv is the or agonus, and that's, by the way, this the tzodik that we skipped, that's what he says. The oir is toiv. Torah has oir, but the oir is gonus besoichoi. And that's the menucha. You need to settle. And the menucha is, I told you, the 48 parshas, the five parshas, which are the beginnings, and the ultimate, which is something called the Nun Sharibina, which is putting it all together. You can't appreciate without Torah Shebal Peh. That's why there's no toiv in Luchos HaRishonos. Ki Noema is Begimatria 195. The Eretz, the human understanding, is pleasure. Says Rabbi Avraham Minahar, pleasure, and that's what Eglital says. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is measured by the pleasure. If you don't achieve pleasure, your understanding is not complete. Because what is pleasure? Pleasure is reaching beyond. It's going to the zone. It's going beyond. It's going minakotze lakotze. To making a Kudush Bohu part of you from Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, which is three times Shem Adnus, which is connecting it all, which is Nahor, Gan and Eden. That connection goes to something beyond. That beyond of a person is called the Atika Kadisha. That's the Rotzin Haritzoinus. That when a person reaches out that understanding, and by the way, Rabbi said, this is the Tikkun of Das into Keser. How do you change Das into Keser? You change that with Oineg. The more Oineg you have, the experience of Oineg, the more you are into out of the realm of Das, which is the cognitive dissonance, into something which is all the experiential learning. And that's only possible in a choshech al ha'or. It's only possible from the world of darkness, because that's the world of schar. That's what Reb Tzadok always says, you can only reach that out from darkness into light, because the appreciation can only come from darkness. A person needs, and the reason why you need from darkness is because this is the world of schar. The world of schar is the appreciation of learning as an experience of oinek. And therefore, oinek is part of and parts of Talmud Torah, dafka b'tirah shebal peh, ki noema v'sa'oretz ki noema. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed help us and allow us to really enjoy learning. Rabbi Chaim Brisker was just saying, right, you can't appreciate, you can't connect to Torah unless it's done. Now, oinek Shabbos, very interesting, right? There is no question that there is physical oinek.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.